So as we're coming to the end of our of this year of learning, before we break for the summer, I wanted to end with a couple of shiurim about mincha and the time and proper way to daven mincha. What we'll focus on today is the sugya of what's called tartei desasre, the contradiction that we have in davening mincha and ma'ariv. So let's go into that and see what's the issue, what the problem, what the halacha is. The Gemara, we'll start with the Mishnah, that number one is the Mishnah in Brachas. The Mishnah tells us that tefillas mincha ad ha'erev. Mincha is until the evening. Until when do you daven mincha? Machlokes, is it till the evening? Which, of course, we understand, meaning till shkia for us, let's say. We're not going to go now into the discussion. If it's shkia or tzitzik hachavim. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's until plag ha-mincha. What's plag ha-mincha? It's when you take the time of mincha, which we'll see in a moment what it is, and you take till the time of shkia and divide it into half, that's called plag ha-mincha. The Gemara explains in number two, where does this come from? Why do we say tefillas ha-mincha goes till the evening? Because the Tommy, the Korban Tommy, that we used to do till the evening. Why do you say to plug a mincha? You do the Tommy until the time of plug a mincha. So this is really until when Tommy was done. Was done the mincha, the Tommy until the evening or till the plug a mincha? Then first you point out that it's not a real machlokes. The question is, everybody agrees that Korban HaTomei, they used to bring in the afternoon, usually used to end by plag ha-mincha, but some days it went over. So we're going to look at this sometimes, and Rabbi Yehuda goes on the general rule where they go to plag ha-mincha. So that's what the Gemara says over here. The Gemara says that we have the idea of mincha is until the evening, until plag. Then the Gemara tells us over here, the next part of the Gemara in Daf Chavov, when is mincha gdoila? The start of the time of mincha for us is from half an hour after chatzos. So 6 hours, the day is divided into 12 hours. First 6 hours brings it to half the day. Half an hour after that, half an hour after chatzos, that's when you could have a mincha. That's mincha gdoila. When is the next time of mincha? For the 9.5 hours, again, dividing the day into equal portions, you take the entire day, divide into 12, 9.5 hours after the beginning of the day, that's time mincha ketana. And then, Rabbi Yehuda says, half of that time to shkia, that's the time to stop davening mincha. So, Rabbi Yehuda plag mincha kama koma, plag mincha achorina. Which half? Do you go based on the half of the original, of the first mincha, meaning from 6 hours and a half until the evening? You divide that into hours, which really, according to that, will be that according to a beauty, you have to stop davening mincha 3 hours before the evening, very early. Or you plag mincha achorina, we take the second part of the mincha from 9 hours and a half, take that till the evening, which is from 9 hours and a half till the evening. How many equal hours do we have? 2.5, because you have 12 hours in the day. 9.5 is the time of mincha ketana. So from mincha ketana until the end of the day is 2.5 hours. Divide that into half, each one is 1.25. So what Toshma tell me doing reply mincha achorina. Amru. The Yud Aleph Shah is chaser avia. It's the last half, which means 11 hours minus a quarter, meaning 10 and 3 quarters, because you go from 9.5, add an hour and a quarter, you get to 10 and 3 quarters. That's when is the time of applying a mincha. As Rashi explains over here, mincha gedolah, Rashi says, you could start davening mincha as early as you want. From 6.5 hours, you can start davening mincha. And mincha ketana, says Rashi, where's mincha ketana come from? Zman tov shebein ha'arba'in, b'chol yoyim, mitei shoyos, v'mechtza, v'lama. That's the time, where is the main time to do the korban atomit. Usually they brought the korban atomit every day in 9.5 hours. Just sometimes they did it earlier, but the main time is 9.5. Right? And what is plag mincha, says Rashi? Chalek et beis shoyos, v'mechtza. The Torah, you take the last 2.5 hours, so what does the Gemara tell us right now? When do you end the Davin Mincha? When Davin Mincha in, when is the end? The end is, according to Rabbanon, it's at Shkia. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the end of Davin Mincha is at Plag HaMincha, which is an hour and a quarter before the night. Which hour and a quarter? Zmanius. Zmanius means you take the entire day, divide it into 12. If it's a summer day, it's a longer hours. Winter day, shorter hours. An hour and a quarter before the end, that's the end of the time of Mincha. We'll skip now the Rambam, because we'll see if we have time to get back to it in the end of the shiur, about the beginning of time of Mincha. Maybe we'll give a separate shiur in the next week. Right now, let's focus on the end of Mincha. So Rabbanan say the end of Mincha is Shkia, and Rabbi Yehuda says the end of Mincha is Plag HaMincha, is an hour and a quarter before. Says the Gemara, what's the Halacha? That's the one in Tav Chav Zayin in Brachas. Says the Gemara, Ma'achiz the Nichze Anan. Let's see. Midirav Tzali Shal Shabbos Be'ev Shabbos. Rav used to daven Erev Shabbos early. Used to daven Ma'ev early. Miboy Dern. Shvam Halacha Ke'ev Yehuda. See Halacha Ke'ev Yehuda. So you see from here, that most of the first should understand that. The Pshat is like this. According to Abiyuda, Mincha ends at Plag HaMincha. Mimele what? When does Ma'ev start? Plag HaMincha. Because Mincha and Ma'ev, the Pshat of the Gemara is that Mincha and Ma'ev are interconnected. Meaning, whenever Mincha ends, that's the time the Ma'ev starts. If Mincha ends at Plag HaMincha, Ma'ev starts at Plag HaMincha. If Mincha ends at the end of the day, Ma'ev starts at the end of the day. So says the Gemara, well, let's see what's the halacha. Look at Rav. Rav daven Ma'ev early. How do you daven Ma'ev early? That means he holds the mincha you daven at Plag. Says the Gemara, Adirav, I'll be a bit different. I'm Rav Hunav Rabbanon, lo have a matzeh ador so. See, Rav Hunav Rabbanon, they didn't daven until the evening. They were very careful daven Ma'ev until only in the evening. It means the time of Ma'ev starts only in the evening and not before. Someone concludes, now that we have aloha, not like this, not like this, the Ovid Kemar Ovid, but the Ovid Kemar Ovid. So what it tells us over here, a person can pick and choose. You can pick and choose if you want to go with your Yudo, and Mincha ends a plaque, and Ma'ev starts a plaque, or you can go with your Banan, the Mincha ends in the evening, and Ma'ev starts in the evening. You can pick and choose. Which is a very funny thing, as a frustrated point out, usually we don't have such a thing. Usually, you don't pick and choose. We have a loch like what? But here the Gemara gives us a lush, the Ovid Kemar Ovid, or the Ovid Kemar Ovid. Now, there's a big machlokes that we're showing. Can I pick and choose any day I want? Or I pick and choose one way I go for my whole life? Unless, obviously, very specific circumstances allow something else. But in general, do we say, listen, a person needs to go and choose. Either he passes like a Yehuda for his whole life, and then he's going to daven Mincha until Plag, and Ma'ir from Plag, or his general Hanaga is daven Mincha until the evening, and Ma'ir for the evening. But you can't do one day like that. Or every day is different. So let's see the Rishayim over here. We'll see the Rishayim have different Lishayim that work both ways. Rabbeinu Yaina, number 6. Let's read it, even though it's a little long, but just it gives us here the whole understanding of this sukkah. Says Rabbi Yehuda, you know, Avi Shinir Mikan, even though it seems over here, Shem Yirtza Yochel Yisrael Avi Yisri Plag HaMincha Ve'elech, it seems you could daven Ma'ir from here, from Plag, Tel Av Yudah Misham Ve'elech Enes Mat Fas HaMincha, Udei Rabbana Nuchel Yisrael HaMincha Aderev, you see, you could choose, Filu Achi Ein Loi La'odom La'asoyz Be'inyon Shiyu Minagoysov Soistrim Zedze. Don't contradict yourself. Shem yispalil mincha lifom yiplaga mincha ve'elach. If he's going to sometimes daven mincha after plag, according to Rabbi, you can't daven mincha after plag. Because the latest time daven mincha is plag and mincha. So if you're davening after plag, ulifomim yispalil arviz v'oysuz man koidu shkia sechamo, and sometimes get daven at the same time before shkia, kerabudo, nintzu dvorov soysub zedze. Then it looks like he's contradicting each other. Shepamim dano yiso yom yoim. Paim dano yiso lara. Sometimes he's looking at this time of day. So this is not. This is the Rabbi Yehuda's give us the key. If you hold the plaga mincha and the mincha, that means the night starts then. Plaga mincha. If you hold the plaga mincha is, if the evening is the time of the night, so plaga mincha is still day. So what is it? Day or night? Ella says the Rabbi Yehuda, yes, it calls Shah Kemurabanon, Shispal Mincha Chkiya Sachamo. Tfilas Achakach. Achakach, every time you should do the same thing. Either daven mincha early, and daven mincha till late, and then mayav later. Or you come over and do the shispa tfilas mincha loy, lo maplag a mincha. Daven mincha till plag, bilvad, vispal, avis achakach, kozman shiyirza. That's what he says. And then he says what our minhag is today. But according to that, it says Rabbi Yoina, in general, a person should not contradict himself. Either he holds plag a mincha as the time of evening, or he holds my time of evening, don't play around with it. The Rabbi Yoina concludes, the last line of Rabbi Yoina is, Miu b'dievet. Im ispalo tfez ayah b'kavonot, says he plag a mincha v'eilach, yotzo l'chavin lov zo ispalo, even though usually you do later, if you did it earlier, you yotz. But a person should not do that. That's what Rabbi Yoina says over here. Similarly, we find over here in the Rosh. The Rosh tells us, number 7, the Rosh says, he says, Ashtad lo yitma yichas ole kemar ve lo kemar. Dovi kemar ve dovi kemar ovit. So he says, because of the goyim, the man, the magdi, the matzah avis, tu lo yimatzah tzui mincha, elad plaga mincha. If you daven maiv early, so don't daven mincha late. Ke abiyud, im yisa de abiyud, le yisda abonam, im yisda abonam, le yisda abiyud. You can't have both. Either plag is there, is the cutoff time, or the evening's cutoff time. You can't play around with it. Lachet itzoy tfilas mincha dev, tu lo yimatzah gdu et tfilas ahev, plaga mincha. You can't do once like this, one like this. So the Rosh says, and you can't pick and choose every day what you want to do. The only thing you can do is you have to be consistent. Either plag is the cutoff or the evening is the cutoff. That's what Binyan answer the Rosh says. The Rosh Rabbi, we're not going to read inside, but the Rosh brings, he brings up a new time that says you should daven Mayav early. Sorry, the Rosh says, how do you daven Mayav early? And Mincha late. So he says it's possible that for a tzibur remekel, why would a tzibur remekel? Because it's very hard to come and collect them back. Let me just see one line over here in the Rosh. One says, "Mikolmakom." The wide lines over here, but tefila kelu, davening remekel, as opposed to kriish, where we can't remekel is there, right? So, kapotechatchak. It's hard. Dogul fishviskaptim at tzibur tefasa mincha. Everybody gets together for mincha. Everybody's going to go home. So the Rosh says like this. We want to accommodate the tzibur. And if the tzibur gets together down in mincha, and then you tell them, oh, you have to go home and wait till the evening for Mayav, it's going to be very cold, very hard to get them back. So even though you should not have a mincha and Mayav both between plag and shkiel, that's for our intents and purposes, Shkia is the end of the day. Plag is the first cutoff. In between, it's a contradiction. Because if I daven mincha after plag, I can't should not daven mayav until the evening. And if I daven mayav before the evening, I should not daven mincha after plag. Because it's a contradiction between a good and a bad. Says the Gemara, says the Rosh, you're right, but by tzibur you make. So the way the Rabbi Yoina and the Rosh going is, a person has to be consistent. You can either dive into plag, and then maariv, or evening, and afterwards, always for your life. But if you look at the Mordechai, number 9, the Mordechai brings a minug, a asab chin, it says that in Mordechai, tepeh amin et palim mincha, tfias mincha achar plag mincha, kerabonon, ufayim et palim tfias avis, miadacha plag mincha, kerabino, dor plag mincha, veilich lailu. Says the Mordechai, no, that's why you can pick and choose. Some days you daven after plag, mincha, and some days you daven mayav before ishkia. We play around with it. Sometimes we go through yidu, sometimes we go through bonon. The Mordechai seems to say differently than Rabbi Yoina and the Rosh, and he says a person could pick and choose what he wants to do. He could have some days he does after plag, and some days he does mayav before ishkia. If you look at the Meiri number 10, the Meiri is quoted by some of the Achrim. Meiri says number 10, Elo b'yom echod en royal yispal bo mincha v'arviz. The same day you can't contradict yourself. You can't have mincha after plag and mayriv in the same day before shkia, because that's a contradiction. Today is this day. What do I consider the time between plag and shkia? Is that day or night? If I consider it to be day, I can't have a mayriv. If it's night, I can't have a mincha. We can't do both. That's in the same day. From day to day, says the baby, if today I daven mincha after plag, tomorrow I daven early, I daven mayav before shkia, that's fine. It's okay if it's 2 different days. If you look at the Torah number 11, the Torah number 11 also sounds very much, your 2 different days is okay. Because look at the Torah. The Torah says, he brings the loyif sika, lo ichaso be'edyo, kechad minayu, v'asigna dobe kamar ovad, v'da ovad kamar ovad. You can pick and choose. V'hu shiyase lo oyulom kechad minayu. You should always do like one of them. Shimoy sikera bois pa mincho ad alaylo, shivna chit pa lavis plaga mincho v'lamah. If you're davening mincho later after plag, don't do my before. Why? The command in machshiv oiso yoim liyantvesa mincho that day, and you chalas islai liyantvesa, you can't do that day night. B'chenim oiso ki abilis pa lavis plaga mincho balo, tzich leizar shit pa mincho be oiso shah. So the Torah says twice, oiso yoim oiso shah, that day, that hour. You can't have that day a contradiction. Mashma from the Torah, if it's 2 different days, then it'll be fine. So we find over here a big machlokes the Rishayim. Can a person contradict himself from one day to another? Everybody agrees you can't do tayt to disaster, you can't contradict yourself on the same day. I can't daven today, mincha after plag, and marry for shkia. Because if after plag is night, so that daven in mind, it's not day, I can't have a mincha. And it. What?
Unless it's
Tzibur. Oh, let's go back to there is mention of, if you look at number 12, the Bishayisi really quotes this concept of the Rosh. V'achshav nogo oilom, the minig is la'akel, b'kach v'meikel. V'abi shizpa'alim tfez mincho achad, v'alga mincho, even though we mincho, I have to plan. Lo yimimnu mispa'al avis gav, we don't have a pa'al in ma'ev, but it's a shaw. V'alga gav that would trade coolly in the such a day, even though it's a contradiction. Efshar shesayim chavashkos of a Rosh, b'reish bro, because that's a minute time. That's what we said before, the Rosh, in number 8. The Rosh says it's fine to do it. Meaning for the tzibur we're making, as David mentions. But if it's not the tzibur, you cannot contradict yourself in the same day. What about from a day to another day? That seems to be a machlekes between Rabbi Yonah and the Rosh on one hand, against the Meiri, the Mordechai, and sounds of the Torah on the other hand. Can you contradict yourself from one day to another? That's what seems to be here in the machlekes of Rishayim. The Shulchan Aruch number 13 tells the following. Let's see the halacha inside. Zok the Shulchan Aruch. Mi shispal tfeles ha-mincho, me'ach ha-shei shoros v'metzal malo, yotzo. You can daven mincha after shoros v'metzal. Maybe we'll just mention this. It's a little side point. But the idea is, when do you start davening mincha? Maybe next we'll get back to it. We'll see. But when is the time to start davening mincha? So he says, we learned in the Gemara that start the first time down mincha is 6 hours and a half. Right? That's mincha gedolah. Mincha ketanah is 9 hours and a half after the day. What is the main time to daven? So in Rashi is mashma that you can daven whenever you want. Rashi said mincha gedolah, in Baalah, if you look at the Rashi number 3, in Baalah, you can't do it earlier than that. But after Shabbatah, you could. The Rambam doesn't say that. If you look at the Rambam number 4, the Rambam says, Kfar amarish tviyel saminicho kelega tonshu ben abayin tikuzmono. The time is because of Tomit. Ulefisha, Tomit kora b'chol yoyim etein shosom. So the main diet to do Tomit is 9 and a half. Tikuzmono etein shosom. So the main time is 9 and a half hours. V'yini keres mechikdano. Ulefisha b'er peisa shechal b'yav shabas so yoshechti the Tomit shosom. So there was one time a year you used to do the Tumid early. In other words, you could daven earlier, but better to daven later. And that's what Shulchan Aruch tells us over here in number 13. You could daven after. But the main time is to daven earlier. Beis Hashem, we'll get back to that next week. Hopefully that's what I'm thinking of talking about the time of Micha Gdol and Micha Ketana, what should you choose? But the Maya said, the Shulchan Aruch says better to have a Micha Ketana if possible, but Micha Gdol Yotze as well. Now, till where? Ad alayla, till evening, L'Rabbanan. Ulev Yudo ad plaga mincha. Many times plaga mincha. Shuat seif achat zeshoiz chasaravia, he says the cheshbet of the Gemara that we said before, until 11 minus a quarter means 10 and 3 quarters of the day. Now, the Ramah says over here again, we just won't mention that you go based on choice manias. What choice manias? You divide the day into 12 hours. And based on that, you do the now, right? Now, the Mishnebura tells us right away over here, how do you divide the day in 12 hours? You divide what in the 12 hours? So here comes the big machlokes. The big machlokes we showed him, and then the question is how you pass kala halacha. That's what's called the zman of the Magen Avraham, the zman of the Gro. What's the machlokes? According to Magen Avraham, according to many Rishonim, the 12 hours that you do is from Alois HaShachar to Tzeis HaKechavim. From dawn until complete dark. And then the day is longer. And you may apply a minchas a little bit later. The Goyen, and based on how many other Rishonim learns, that the 12 hours that we do during the day is divided from Tzeis, from Netz to Shkia, from sunrise to sunset. It's a shorter time. He made it plaid.
Say the two again. One is what, the other is what?
One is from dawn until dusk, probably right, out of dusk, the right word. From dawn until complete night, until say sekechot, until the stars come out. A longer period. The other one is from nates, from sunrise, until Shkia, sunset. A shorter interval.
Between Nates and dawn.
What?
Dawn is first.
Dawn is first. Dawn is Alois. Dawn is when it starts becoming light, before the sun comes up.
Like how long? Like 15 minutes?
It's about 90 minutes. 72. The Mechlekes is 90 minutes, 72 minutes.
What?
Discussion if it's 72 minutes or 90 minutes.
That long between the door?
That long. You can see it. Sometimes you open the door, go in the window early in the morning, you'll see there's a little silver in the sky. It's a little light. That's considered to be Alois HaShachar. Many enough creators in Aloha, Alois HaShachar, what do you do? But the question is, the 12 hours, how do you count them? From Alois to Tzeis, or from Netz to Shkia? Now, again, we're not going into all the details about that, but this will make a difference between plag. If you open your Zmanim, you'll see there's two plag HaMincha. There's plag HaMincha of the Goyen, which is a little bit earlier, and this plag of Mincha of the Magen Avraham. Two different plagues. Right? Why? What is that based on? It's based on this discussion. Okay, so this is one thing. Let's keep that in mind. Kedil Shulvana tells us, Vasikno, we had a conclusion. David Kamar, Ova, David Kamar. You could do either way you want. Either till Shkia, or till the night, or till plag. Fushiyase Loilu Kamar. You always have to do like one of them. He's going with the Rabbi Yonah and the Rosh. That you have to pick and choose for your, and in general, in your life, you need to choose one way to do it. So he says, Le'oilam, always. When he can look like a bar, non mispal mincha, ada lailo, shuv ainu chisbal avis plaga mincha velamah. Then don't do a myriv early. If you always care about this bar, avis plaga mincha, you do early myriv, tzelizash is bar mincha boys to shah. Shadu mincha then. And then he says, today the arm meaning is not a mincha till the night. You should not die in Maya before Shkia. And he concludes, V'im b'di evis b'al tris b'aris b'paga mincha b'di eve yotza. U'bishas atchak, v'shas chak, v'chot b'al tris b'aris b'paga mincha b'ala. And if it's a time of real need, that's what you do Maya before. But really, that person should pick and choose the way. Wait, by us, that's really the meaning by us too. People die in mincha till Shkia. People die in mincha till the night. Most people don't say, we're not die in mincha after plaque. People daven mincha till the evening. So therefore, if you want to go with the same shita your whole life, you should be careful not daven mincha before Shkia. That's what says the Shulchan Aruch and Simur Yishlomim Gimel. The Magen Avraham points out of here on the left side of the page, where it says, Lo Yiluk Echad, explains it, Piru Shalo Yinit Pab Kach, Pab Kach, don't do one time on this one like this. Of course, on the same day, don't do a contradiction. So Shulchan Aruch is basketing like the Rishayim that say you have to pick and choose the rest of your life. As we mentioned, some Rishayim hold that what? That you could choose it to change from day to day. As we mentioned, the Morcha says that, the Meiri and the Tur, that's a sound that they hold. Says the Mishnah Berurah number 16, on the right side of the page, Jazat Chag, what the Mishnah Berurah. Even though usually we have a mincha after plaque, sometimes you could have an arvus early. Says the Mishnah Berurah, but we have one condition. Only if that day you have a mincha early. If that day itself is a mincha after plaque, if you have a mincha after plaque, Shuva surely spala ma'ariv kol alayla. You can't die ma'ariv before. To have it tied to the size of the goof, it's a contradiction of the same day. If he calls his father Bechidi, then he concludes with the mentioned before. Well, Tzibu is father Milcha. Sheikh Abesi, you tell the captain, Sheikh's father Arbis. He killed Achorin, she would tell Pel Arbis over the Milchos. Which was like this. If it's a Tzibu, we can be Milcha. But for individual, if you dive in Milcha after Plag today, you can't dive it today, Maya before. That you can't do. You must dive in that same day, Maya later. You could, we usually are mocking not to switch between the days. But Bishas at Chag is a certain need, a person can dive in Maya early. But on the same day, you can't dive in Mincha late in Maya early. Unless it's a Tzibu. That's what Mishavur says over here in number 16. The Aruch HaShulchan argues. The Aruch HaShulchan number 17, in the Simon Reish Lamedev, in Ma'ariv, he says no. He has a different explanation in the Gemara. He wants to say that not necessarily Mincha and Ma'ariv connect to each other. It could be the Mincha is late. We understood till now that the cutoff is for Mincha and Ma'ariv. If the cutoff for Mincha is Plag, so Ma'ariv starts a Plag. If the cutoff for Mincha is night, so Ma'ariv starts a night. The Orchu says that's not necessarily true. Look at Shulchan Aruch number 17. Omra Ma'ayim Isachi Pirusha, says the 17. Tevadayach Dein Lekva Shein Lekviyut Zman, there's no Kviyus. Kloy Ma'ayim Shei Kenei Lekter, I mean, this is the Ma'ariv doesn't have a specific time. Because what is that? Ma'ariv is connected to Akhtar Sevo and they put the limbs on the Mizbeach. Leave that. And he says they would do it sometimes during the day. Even though if you hold mincha till the end of the day, you can still daven ma'ariv early. Even more than that, you have to do it early. That's what he says. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Aruch HaShulchan says, you can daven mincha late and ma'ariv early. Aruch HaShulchan, earlier than that, he says, we know that the minhag of Am Yisrael is to daven mincha and ma'ariv together. What's that? So he says, maybe you'll tell me the reason you daven mincha and ma'ariv together is because it's tzibur, you're mekel, like we said, you know, it's very hard to gather the tzibur together. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's very hard to say that is our excuse for to do something wrong. It must be that we have a different explanation. So that's how Rashi comes with this explanation. So even according to Rabban, the mincha goes till the evening. If you daven already, mincha can daven and ma'ariv at the same time. That's what Rashi said. The problem with Rashi is the Gemara that we learned before. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara was asking what the halacha is. Do we paskel like Rabban or we paskel like Abiyudah? So the Gemara said the fact that Rav daven ma'ariv early shows we paskel like Abiyudah. According to Rashi, what's the raya? You could daven ma'ariv early, even though you daven mincha late. Unless you want to say that was only the halacha in the Gemara, the maskar of the Gemara is different. That's very hard to say. So this Aruch HaShulchan is very difficult to say what the Aruch HaShulchan says. You could even do a contradiction the same day. But that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. So based on everything we learned, here's what we come to the conclusion. It comes like this. Rabbi Yehuda says that the cutoff time for mincha is plaga mincha, and then starts ma'ariv. That's where most places can understand. Rabban and all, the cutoff is the evening. Again, for us, we're saying Shkia, because after Shkia is a time of being a shvash, time of a doubt. We don't know if it's the night or not night. So we have Mincha until Shkia, and then Ma'ariv after Tisek HaChavim, just because we have that time in between that we're not sure, but let's call it Shkia. You have Mincha till then, and Ma'ariv from then. That is the Machlekes of Yudu Rabban. With the Gemara basket, you can pick and choose what you want to do. What does it mean, pick and choose? Now that you could do, according to most poskim, now that you could do mincha and ma'ariv, mincha after plag and ma'ariv before shkia. Because that's called taitei disashe. Two things that contradict each other. So therefore, what do? You have to have mincha before plag, then you can have ma'ariv after plag, or mincha after plag and ma'ariv after shkia. The big discussion that we show you is, can you pick and choose between 2 days? Some you show you hold, you cannot. That's what Shonok Paskin Halacha. Some old you could, and the Shkodot says if it's time of need, a person could change between the days, even though the best thing to do is to have Mincha and Ma'ariv consistent every day. At the same time you do Mincha, make sure the Ma'ariv won't be in the same time, which means if you daven Mincha till Shkia, do Ma'ariv after that. But in the same day, comes the Mishmor and says, one cannot daven Mincha and Ma'ariv the same day at the time, start Mincha after Plag and Ma'ariv before Shkia. That you can't do. Unless, as David mentioned, it's a Tzibur. A tzibur, then you could do, there's a kulu by a tzibur. Comes over, Shulchan says that he holds that you could daven mincha ma'ariv at the same time. The rabbanon say that mincha is till the night, it doesn't mean the ma'ariv starts afterwards. It means mincha you could go till the night, but ma'ariv you could do even earlier. So that's what Shulchan says. Then you could do a contradiction. So what is the kulu to do mincha ma'ariv together? So you have the following things. Number one is, if you're at tzibur, you have a kulu. Number two is, we have the Aruch HaShulchan, the one to tell us you can do it. Not so gishmak. Number three is, to do it together, really, if we do the mincha after plagage and maya before shkia, better not to do it. But to interchange between the days, some you show you hold you could do it. And some, all, even if you hold the cat, you show that you could. And third is what we mentioned before, the really plag, what is plag? We have a machlekes what plag is. Right? For example, today, what time is plag today? I'm just opening over here. What time is the plag according to the garden, according to the Magen Avraham? So it goes like this. The plag today, right? Today here in Lawrence, or in Woodmere, we have like this. The plag going to the garden is at 5 to 7. 6:55. According to the Magen Avraham, the plag today is 7:52. When Shkia is 8:29. Today is one of the longest days of the year. Basically, we're around the edge of the day of the year, where the year gets the longest. What's the difference? According to the Magen Avraham, if you want to make sure, and you have the Magen Avraham to rely on, if you daven mincha before the plag of Magen Avraham, which means before 7:52, and you wait for Maariv to 8:29 to Shkia, so then you are fine. Because then, I mean, at least you're becoming somewhat the mincha before plag, and then Maariv after Shkia. Again, we have the Magen Avraham that tells us that, and the Aruch HaShulchan, they hold it's not a problem. If you're at Tzibur, you have another kulu to do it. So, combining that, if a person uses the mincha, the later plag, and for mincha, to Maariv to Shkia, there's also what to rely on to do it that way. But the main message that comes out is the Me'ikar Adin, a person should not have mincha and Maariv, mincha after plag and Maariv before Shkia. That is a Tarde Sasrei, when a person try to avoid. Now, when it comes to Shabbos, we learn Shabbos, there's one there make it even more. Why? Because on Shabbos, when you daven Maariv early on Shabbos, it's as if you made the night early. Because we have such a thing called Kabbalah Shabbos, we accept Shabbos early. So then, when you have such a thing, you could have a Shabbos, you could say that Mincha, even if you daven Mincha after plag, when I do an early Shabbos, I'm basically making the Shabbos come early. So even though really, usually Maariv is only after Shkia, but if I make it early, I can do it. So maybe in Shabbos, there's another way to be Mekel, even though the Mishnah himself does not agree with that. So therefore, the Arayim Yishleim try their best, especially on Shabbos, that's when you have the most difficulty to do it, to daven Mincha before plag, so when you daven Maariv early, it won't be attached to the Sasso with two contradictions. Again, on Shabbos, you have more room to be Mekel, because many hold that in Shabbos, when you do early Shabbos, you're basically doing a Maariv, you're making night early, so even if usually you're not allowed to do Tarte Sase, but maybe in Shabbos you could. Beseir, Rabbi Yisai. We'll stop with this. Shkia, everybody who came. And I think hopefully Beis Hashem will have to, next week another Shir, and then maybe after that we'll break for the summer, we'll discuss that Beis Hashem.
Thank you very much. Thank
you.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Thank you. And happy Father's Day.